your breathing.
This call is being recorded.
As you breathe in the light, taking a deep breath in, holding it, and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. As you breathe in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, on your chakra centers, and all 8 of the chakras that have become activated, your original 7, and then the 8th, the soul star chakra. So focusing on all the chakras one at a time, starting at the base of the spine, the color red for the first chakra, 2nd, orange, 3rd at the solar plexus area, yellow, 4th, heart center, blue-green, just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta, then the 5th chakra at the throat area, sky blue. 6th chakra in the 3rd eye, middle of the forehead, purple or indigo, and the 7th, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and the soul star chakra approximately a foot above your head, pure, brilliant white. All 8 chakras with their respective colors, and the vibration within those colors. Feel the vibration within the colors. Feel the intensity within them. If the colors are somewhat muddied in certain areas, just brighten them up. Increase the intensity with your mind. The mind is the builder. So simply increase the intensity, the brightness of them, and the ensuing vibration that comes with that. Or as you increase the intensity with your mind, the vibration increases within each of the chakras as well. And when the vibration increases in the chakras, the vibration increases in your entire etheric body. And then your astral body, as well as your physical body, will also feel the condition that you bring in your etheric body to. So feel the energy now in all of your bodies, and focus now on your heart, high heart center, and your 6th chakra, and energetically connect the two to form that vortex of energy, or that gateway, if you will, which brings your conscious knowing self into it and out in the middle of your forehead, so that you are now looking out through the middle of your forehead, through that 3rd eye, as a window or a doorway out into the astral realm. And let yourself exit out into that astral realm now. And then once exited out, outside of your physical body, always helps to look and see your physical body sitting or laying there, and know that you are yet still connected, but you are also separate from it. You are not your physical body. Your physical body is you, but you are not your physical body. You can certainly operate without your physical form, as you do in the death process, and as you do in the process of leaving your body, such as this. So let yourself now be fully cognizant of being outside of your body. And once you have that, focus now your attention on your Merkaba light body, your Merkaba light body, however you wish to pronounce that. And this is your light body. For those that are not as fully aware, the Merkaba light body is formed as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star. Just in your mind, create a six-pointed, three-dimensional star. That is the shape of your Merkaba. And then let yourself move into that. Think of it as a small ship, if you will, as your light body. And once in it, become comfortable in it. Feel it all around you. Feel the vibration all around you, as your light body certainly vibrates more than your physical body does. Feel the vibration as you begin to rise upward now in your Merkaba. High up into the sky, leaving the earth and your physical body down there, rising up to point above the earth's atmosphere, and look back down and see the earth. But as you are looking down at the earth, see it from a different perspective now. See it from the perspective of 5D rather than 3D. If you were to go up in a ship, a rocket ship, you would look back down and you would see a 3D expression of the earth. But in your etheric and astral bodies, you can now be observing this through your third eye, as you are now, as you are looking down at the earth, looking down at Gaia in all her pristine glory, in her fifth dimensional glory, as she has already gone through the ascension process. She is already in 5D. But holding a space for everyone that is yet in the third dimension and fourth dimension as well. To see her now, see Gaia, see Mother Earth as she really is. And as some of you are beginning more and more to see in your everyday life, certainly as you go out in nature and you focus on the trees and the plants, you feel the connection to those trees and plants and flowers and the animals and the rocks themselves. You feel the connection. You feel the oneness with all of it. That is what the 5D expression is like. That is what you more and more and more we want you to focus on. We want you to focus on feeling the beauty, seeing the beauty, experiencing the beauty all around you. The beauty that is the 5D experience. Beauty that you all can remember because you were all there many times before. Many times, as one of your members said earlier, many times you have walked through the door. Many times you have come back home, as it were. So feel the expression. Feel the oneness. Become aware, if you have not already, of all of our ships that are out here. Many millions and millions of ships that are here now in many different expressions, many different reasons for their being here. Many are on various missions to be here, various projects and programs they are working on. Many are here just simply to observe, to observe this happening, this tremendous happening here that has never occurred before, where an entire population potentially can ascend with the planet that they are occupying. It is a momentous occasion, a momentous event that is coming to this planet. So be aware of all of our ships, be aware of the planets of the solar system and the sun, and through the sun to the galactic central sun, and through the galactic central sun out into the billions of galaxies that are within the universe, all with their own central suns, all the way to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of the being, all beings here in this universe. Feel the connection now, the oneness of all of these central suns. All of these central suns that are ensouled by beings. And the energies. See, visualize, know these energies that are coming from this great central sun of the universe. Coming down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, wave after wave of energy that have been coming to the Earth and raising the vibrations here on the planet, raising the frequency, raising the consciousness, bringing love and light back to this planet, extinguishing all of the darkness, illuminating all of the darkness. Wave after wave after wave. And then, just for a moment, visualize that final wave, the one that is the event, that is preceded by the solar flash from the sun, which comes from the galactic central sun. The ensuing changes that develop as a result of this solar flash. As a tsunami of love and higher consciousness spreads out across the planet, it will be known forevermore as the event. As before the event or after the event, or before the changeover, and after the change, BC and AC. Just see now. See, visualize what it will be like as people come together fully once again and realize their connectedness to each other, where there will be no more hatred, no more anger, no more racism. All are free and together and one in love and higher consciousness. Never more to be separated unless they choose that. Feel that oneness now. Experience it. Be it. Or as you've heard many times, be the one. Then let yourselves now begin to find your way back, come back in your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back to your physical form. And as you come back in, surround your body, your physical body, with your Merkaba light body. Surround yourself as you put a shield around yourself, a shield that is impenetrable by anything that is of lower vibration, so that those things of the third dimensional illusion, the third dimensional matrix, can no longer affect you as they once would have, because you have a shield around you. And know that that shield is always there. Anything that is sent that is of lower vibration hits the higher vibrational shield and bounces back off, and bounces back to that one who sent it. Or if they send hatred or anger or anything that is of low vibration, it hits your shield and bounces back off. Back to the sender. So know that now, as you come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. I come at this time to be with you and to continue to help you understand, again, a different perspective. The perspective that you have all moved to at various times. More and more are you finding yourselves in those higher vibrational frequencies. More and more are you realizing that you cannot be penetrated by the lower vibrations. Your barriers cannot be penetrated. As long as you believe that that barrier is there, as long as you believe that you are protected, you are protected. And always know that. And even though you may at times feel like you're being pulled back down into the old ways, into the old programming, and indeed sometimes you are, but more and more realize that that is all it is just simply old programming. And you do not need to be held there any longer. You do not need to stay there. Simply pull yourself back up. Pull yourself out of it. Realize it is just simply memories. It is just simply programming. It is just simply things that have tended to hold you back, to bind you down to this illusion. But say to yourself, I will not be held back anymore. I am free, free of anything that continues to bind me to this illusion of separation. Because that is all it is. It is just the matrix calling you back. It is just your ego self calling you back, trying to hold on to what it has always known. And in many ways, it is trying to protect you. But you do not need that protection any longer. Your higher ego now, your higher consciousness, is ready to take over, if you allow it. And you, being the conscious knowing self, you being your higher self working through you, is who and what is in power here. So remember that. And know that as we are in our ships looking down on you, watching over you, a better wording to use here. We are watching over you, watching, and there to assist at any moment whenever the need comes up. We have our various missions, our programs, our projects that we are working on. And all of our projects are coming together and will come together at one time, where we will all move into motion at once. But that is what we are here to do. Those that are working to promote the freedom of this planet and the population here on this planet. True, we cannot interfere. We cannot do it for you. We are here to assist whenever the call goes out and whenever we receive from Prime Creator the go-ahead to assist even more, as we have at various times. We have come closer and closer, both in proximity with our ships and also in assisting you directly, all of you, both as groups that have come together and also as individuals. We are very much involved in the awakening here on this planet, in working with your alliance, those that are the boots on the ground here, all of us working together to bring this all about, to bring this great awakening, to bring you closer and closer to the event. But as we have said, we cannot do it. You have to do it. And all of you need to continue to work on finding yourselves more and more, as much as possible, in the higher vibrational frequencies. Do not let yourself get pulled back down over and over. And if you do get pulled back down, lift yourself right back up. It is a matter of will within you to do that. Just simply have the will. And if you do not have the will at any moment, ask for help. Ask for our assistance. There are so many of us here willing and ready to assist and help you, to guide you. But you have to ask for it. And when you do ask, we are here with you. Make no mistake about that. We are always here with you. But if you are asking for us to do it for you, we cannot. We will assist and do assist. So trust. Trust that everything is going exactly as it needs to. Do not be dissuaded or dismayed by the various things that still are continuing on within the matrix, within the third dimensional illusion, because that's all it is. It's an illusion. It's an illusion to cover over the real reality that is your fifth dimensional and above experience. So trust in all of that. Trust in those that are here and their missions to assist you. Those that are here, the various ones that you know of. I will not name the names here now. You know who they are. They are here to bring you further and further along in this awakening. But even they cannot do it for you. Only you can. And only you can be responsible for yourself. You are not responsible for anyone else. No matter what. Yes, if you have small children, you are responsible for bringing them up, for guiding them along the way. But it is just simply guidance, just as we do. We guide you, you guide them. You do not do it for them. You do not own them. Your children, you do not own. Your family members, you do not own. You do not own your partners. You each are sovereign within yourselves. You need to fully realize that and let go. Let go of what you think is your responsibility to another. You are not here to make sure everyone ascends. You are here only to assist and guide along the way if they ask for it. I cannot say this enough or in any other ways than we already are doing. Finding many different ways to say the same thing. But you all have to come to that understanding, to let go of all the old programmed attachments that you have and move on. Forgive, forget, move on. That is the saying that your one who serves gave you. Use it. And even more importantly now, as you continue on, be it. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love. And know that we are here. We are watching over you. Much, much closer than you can possibly imagine.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here. And we are ready for your questions if you do have questions. We do not think that Shoshana is going to be with us at this time. But we will continue on as we can and answer your questions if you have them. Oh, we just found out, heard, now Shoshana is going to be here. Wonderful. Then we will take just a moment and allow for your questions to develop if you have them. And we are ready to move on here. Do you have questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, we need to ask those others, though, to mute their phones if they are not asking the questions. Very good.
Yes. Could you discuss a little bit the importance of the chakras in the wrist and how it relates to the ascension process?
The chakras, and what was your first part of that? Your chakras and what?
Oh, if you would discuss the importance of the chakras that we have in our wrist.
Did you say in your wrist?
In our wrist, yes. There's chakras.
Yes. Different
chakras
parts of
wrist.
Your body you are speaking of?
Yeah, in the wrist, yes.
Yes. But not only there are chakras in your feet, in your hands, etc., etc. They are all connected as one. But we focus mainly on those seven chakras and now the eighth, and the connection to your glandular functions that are as a result of the rising vibrations within those chakras and how they are helping to control your glandular functions. You see, if you have problems within your chakras, if they are held back energetically and all of this, then it creates situations or illnesses, difficulties within your glands. Now, the connection to outside of those chakras, how everything is connected, there are certainly those connections. We are not going to speak specifically about what you are asking, wrist or feet or anything, but know that they are all connected as one. Your meridians are all connected to these energy centers, and everything is about energy moving through your body.
That includes your legs, your arms, your hands, your wrists, your feet, etc., your neck, everything is all about energy moving. And if energy is ever stopped along the way, then this, of course, creates dis-ease. And that needs to be then brought back into balance, you see? Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We wish to share, dear brother, by asking you a question, if we may.
Sure.
What, dear brother, is your perspective on this, your understanding?
My understanding was, well, I was listening to a tape that I started with Mafu a number of years ago about the ascension process, and he was talking about, he brought up the chakras in our wrists and how it had to do with the ascension process, and I was just curious about that.
And dear brother, what is your understanding of this?
Well, it's better described on the tapes that I have of the ascension process, but the wrists, I don't remember verbatim, but the wrists have something to do with the ascension process, the chakras in the wrists. That's all I remember. I mean, I just don't have it at the tip of my tongue right now.
All that is taught, dear brother, by an ascended one is intentionally taught so that the being listening to the ascended one can assimilate and incorporate the understanding within themselves, you see. What mm-hmm. may be your understanding may not be the understanding of another or even the path of another. So that is why we request that you give us your understanding and your perspective on this. If this is important to you, then we will make a suggestion that you re-listen to this master and incorporate the understanding within yourself so that you may use the teaching for your benefit. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Excellent.
Would there be other questions here?
Hi, this is Lydia, and I would like to ask a question pertinent to the chakras as well. May I please?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm not sure if we're talking about a chakra or not, but during last week in the going to advance and a little bit before the advance, I had a really big opening, or it seems like that, like an open wound, but it's nothing at the surface of the skin or anything, but I feel like a big hole on the area that connects my shoulders and my neck. And I feel like it's a big open space that I need to expose to the sunshine, because that is the only place that makes me like cool it down or calm it, because it's really, really tender, has been extremely tender after the. And I was wondering, I have heard something about this portal or, and I don't know, I would like if you can clarify me. Thank you.
We can tell you that you are certainly correct in the assertion or knowing that you are needing the sunlight to enter that certain area and your neck area especially, and how it reverberates as it comes in and reverberates into the surrounding area. Sunlight is incredibly important here to to continue to open up the various pathways in your body and to bring the nutrients from the sun, your vitamin D, and all of that is brought in. Also, pranic energy enters into this area in the neck as you are experiencing here. And it is important to be in the sun at various times every day if you can to experience that. Now, you have to understand that those of the dark forces have done all they can to keep you out of the sun. The sun is dangerous. You need to have sunscreen all the time on all the parts of your body. All of that is not true, is not correct. Be in the sun. Do not be overly in the sun, for you will get sunburned, but have experience every day, at least for some time, to experience the sun. This is why in the ancient past, those would get up and worship the sun as the sun rose every morning. They received their sunlight from doing that, not to the point of having too much sun for sunburn or this type of thing, but just enough to experience what they needed from the sun here. The sun replenishes energy within you. So it is very important. Shoshana.
Yes, we can share our perspective with you, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, thank you.
Dear sister, the body is the instrument of the emotions. The body embodies the emotions and the programs that are in response to these emotions. We do not tell you anything that you do not already understand, you see. This is not something you do not understand. You must trust that your body is giving you an indication of something that you must release. The shoulders of the body are indicative of weight, of pain, of emotional carrying, emotional baggage, we will say. So you must look into that for yourself, you see, and decide what you are carrying that creates that pain in that area. We will also tell you that if you are experiencing, as we heard it, an opening, a vacancy within that area, that is the beginning of the clearing that is being processed for you. The clearing of that baggage, the clearing of that emotion. What our bodies do as humans, we tend to wish to hang on to those things because they are what we are used to. That is our comfort zones that you have heard about before. So we will tell you, you are absolutely on the right track. And in the process of allowing the sun to shine upon that area, the mind must focus on letting go at the same time, must allow the process of letting go of that which you are carrying. Namaste.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I do have a question. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I would like to ask some guidance in how can we continue to work with the eternal flame. Yes, if you can expand on that, and if sun glazing can assist us in that process as well. Thank you.
Yes, you all have the connection to the eternal flame. Everyone has a connection to the eternal flame. It is to have the remembrance of that, which is important here. And you have all been given this experience and experiences over time here, where you have experienced this eternal flame once again, and being able to remember how important it was and always is still to this day in your everyday lives and your continuing expression here on the earth. And to simply know that it is there, and to believe that it is there, and to believe that it is indeed eternal within you, then that is a very important thing. So you can visualize it, you can see it, you can go to it if you wish in terms of an astral or out-of-body experience, and find yourself there in front of it and within it again. There are various ways of that you can do that and keep replenishing that. Or just simply, as we say, know that it is within you and that it is certainly eternally flaming within you as well. Shoshana.
We can add to this, if we may, dear sister.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the flame is the cosmic connection to all. To all that is, to the great ancient wisdom, to the protection that you seek, to your divinity, you see. That flame is your connection. We will ask if, well, we will state this. In the process of listening to that which your Sister Linda of this group gives each Sunday, she talks of the threefold flame. She speaks of that in a way that you can feel that, you see. You can feel that within your heart. We will suggest then that if you wish to work with that flame, the threefold flame, that incorporates into the eternal flame, then you must say that part of the tools of protection to yourself each time you wish to enliven that flame within you, and it will come alive for you. It will connect you to the ancient wisdom, to the divinity that you are, to the source, to all that is, so that you may connect to that within yourself. Namaste.
Wonderful.
So beautiful. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, please. This is Catherine. And I, too, am asking for guidance about a collection of material that I have that I gathered during the I Am Sacred Heart Ministries meditation circle. So I am keeping them like an archive for those, we'll say, future students and people who will benefit from this information. So I am feeling like I'm not certain what to do with it. It's in these notebooks, and it's on my book, in my bookshelf. So.
We must share here, one who says,
yes,
may
yes,
we
too.
Share
yeah.
first. Dear sister, may we share?
Yes.
Many have stored away that which is precious to them, that which has enlightened them, that which makes them aware of who they are. Many have stored these treasures. What we find in this realm is that when the time is correct, that student will appear. And you will have the perfect moment to share those teachings, you see. You are the custodian of those teachings for yourself, and others will seek those teachings when they are ready. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Would there be any other questions here before we release channel?
I have a question.
Yes.
It kind of relates it could relate to the idea of back pain, but I wonder, some of the meditations that I like and I do, they speak of visualizing wings on your back or coming between your shoulder blades. Well, that was kind of a question I had before, I guess energetically representing our higher selves. I just wondered if the idea of bearing wings could cause back pain.
We will share on this.
Yes, please do.
I apologize for moving ahead of you, dear one who serves. But we have a perspective.
Yes.
Dear sister, may we share our perspective on this?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, pain is an indication of resistance. That is all it is, you see. When the mind and the body resist a process, then pain will occur, you see. So if you wish to sprout your wings, etheric or physical, then you must allow for that process without resistance. Namaste.
Very good. Then if there are no further questions, we ask for one more if there is. Otherwise, we will release channel. Very good. Then Shoshana.
May I ask one more question, please?
Yes.
I've been hearing through an avenue. His name is Paul Butler, and he gives reports on earthquakes. And then so my question is, and he's offering information as energetic releases from the earth, but also there was mentioned that the minor earthquakes might be related to the underground bases that are being eliminated. Can you provide some clarification, please?
What would you like to know? Would you like to know if these earthquakes are real or if they are established in terms of the destruction of those underground bases? What
yes.
is your
and
question here?
Yes, and he's essentially bringing information from earthquakes, my earthquakes up to 0.5 all over the planet. I mean, like along the Ring of Fire, in Australia, in Africa, so yes. And,
yes, but what is your question?
Well, I'd like to clarification as to many of these my earthquakes that are being reported may be the underground bases that are being eliminated.
We wish to share.
Yes, please do.
We wish to share, dear sister. May we
Thank
share?
You, yes.
Dear sister. If someone pushes you, do you move?
Yes, I knew you were going to say something like this.
Yes, because you completely understand what is going on here. So if someone comes from behind you and pushes you, your body will move forward, yes?
Yes.
The earth is a being. The earth. The planet Earth, the spirit of Gaia that embodies the Earth, is responding to that which is being given. It does not matter how this occurs, but it is a collective of consciousness all across this being, you see. The Earth responds to that which is given to her. So, if there is a great consciousness among man that is negative, the earth responds to that by giving storms and thunderstorms and anger and tsunamis and all these things, you see, because the planet is responding to the inhabitants of the planet. If there is an explosion underground, well, she will respond to that as well, you see. So there is no mystery here. It is simply a being responding to what is being given. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that it is correct that there are these explosions that are happening in the underground bases, and they are being destroyed, and the preparation continues on for the Great Awakening here, and it is all part of this. So not all of these are expressed in terms of these underground bases, but much is happening as in that realm of things. Many are being destroyed in, at various times along the way here.
And the planet will respond to that.
Yes. Very much, yes. Very good.
Thank you.
We are done for this time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We wish to say that the journey to a higher consciousness is an arduous one, is a delicate one. Many will fall off the path, and many will jump back on. The key to continuing is not to judge yourself or others. Namaste.
Yes, and we simply add to that, enjoy the journey along the way. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Namaste.